Welcome back, everyone. Just to be transparent, as usual, I unintentionally took a little break for Thanksgiving. Then again, most content creators tend to take the holidays off. With that being said, and it in fact being the holiday season, let's talk about something you may possibly be buying for someone on your list, or just for yourself this season, smart TVs. What is a smart TV, and how is it different than just a regular TV? In a few minutes, you'll know just a bit more. Smart TVs are TVs that have the capability to connect to the internet built in. This means that your TV itself gets online instead of having to use a separate streaming device, such as a Roku or game console, to access online services, apps, and content. Some advantages to getting a smart TV are that they usually let you download apps just like you would on your phone, tablet, or computer. Most smart TVs have apps for major streaming services like Netflix, YouTube, and everything else that you may want to stream. They also tend to offer content for major TV networks and some more niche services, depending on your TV. You can also use them to browse the web, access other resources on your home network, and more, again, depending on your model. So it really can just simplify your TV setup by having one less device to worry about. But the good always comes with bad, so let's talk about some of the disadvantages. The first one I'd want to mention is that smart TV security and privacy risks are real. As with any other internet-connected device, smart TVs do in fact come with that risk of security concerns. With that being said, just like you would with your phone, tablet, or computer, careful of what you are doing on the internet. Try and make sure that your network connection is secured at all times, use a VPN, blah blah blah, all that other stuff that your tech support person tells you. Which, if you haven't guessed, I am that tech support person in my family. Actually, I'm really just half of the family tech support team. Another disadvantage is that other streaming devices are superior. This is usually the case. Generally speaking, a device that is tailor-made for a purpose will serve that purpose better than a multi-use device. However, this is not the case for all people. Some people, in fact, are fine with the interface for their smart TV. I say go with what works for you. Personally, I prefer to use an external streaming service. For any of you that were wondering, I usually either use an Xbox One or a PS4, but that's just me. I would list the differences between smart TVs, but again, with the transparency and honesty thing, to be honest with you, the differences are really the same as any other TV or any other device. It's all down to your preference. Whether you buy a Samsung, a Vizio, a Sony, LG, whatever brand, for that, I'll refer you to go all the way back to episode 1 for more details on what specs to actually look for in a new TV, whether it's smart or not. But really, it's next to impossible, or at least very, very difficult, to get a non-smart TV these days, which are commonly referred to as dumb TVs. So, as always, stay healthy and safe out there, and also happy holidays for anyone that's celebrating, and goodbye for now.